west and slightly north. The point I want to make is when you make rezoning, it is for permanent. It will change the situation where other types of growth can come in and be a detriment to the neighbors around. The people who live directly north of that acreage, it is exactly right out their living room window, and that's all they will see in the future. That brings down their quality of life as well as their property value, and the same for the rest of us around there. And my concern is that what will come down in the future, what if the Wares have to sell or decide to, what would the future people do with this? And with 11 acres being zoned, there's room for all kinds of growth as far as the RV or a trailer park. And I think that would be a detriment to our whole area. I wish to vote that I'm against it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Sir?
I'm Keith Collison, and I own the picture there to show him right there, and his project...
What's your address, sir?
7911.
7911. So you're exactly north of it right there.
Yes. I own two lots there, one where my house is, and I have another lot. And he will engulf my whole place, and 70 feet out of my picture window will be these trailers. And I do not want that. I know Billy, and I get along with him, but I don't want to have trailers in my front window. It's just, I've been there 30 years, and I've worked my butt off to pay for it, and I don't want to be crowded out. Thank you.
So this is his, so in your photograph, this would be his house. This is the proposed area north of the driveway, so this building area. And then up 17-6. Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak? Anyone in opposition? Okay. Seeing no one at this time, I would ask the petitioner, would you like to step back up and address any of the issues you've heard?
I'd like to keep it short because I'm sure you guys have already gathered I'm a very detailed individual, so I'll just keep it short. As a property owner, it's up to us to do our own due diligence and also an agent if you're purchasing a property. A common method is called a 5-9. You hit the five properties next to you, across from you, and two on each side of your property if you plan on buying or selling that property. I'm a neighbor. I love many people in this room. This has been a very uncomfortable process for us to do. We have stepped forward in good faith and realizing that sometimes following the rules, well, Billy, just don't receive payment. We don't do that. We follow the laws, and we believe in appointed positions to make those decisions. I'm a neighbor. I care about my community. I went across the world to fight wars and not battle my neighbors. I come with full respect. I'm an investigator with history. There's two sex offenders within 600 feet of this mail-out rezoning. You cannot control the negatives. What you can do is develop a plan to stop them. By having proper CCRs in place with this property, I'm able to manage my property and who stays at my property and who I work with and who I'm allowing to be around my neighbors. 110 Tree Line Drive is a recent move-in. If you want to go up, this was brought up as a direct example if you'll just go up a hair, Mr. Scott, on the screen to involve 110 Tree Line Drive right there. Directly to the south of that property, if you'll just take that marker off to the 176 right there, the closest neighbor. That's John Seabrass, 8044 State Highway 176, Walnut Shade, 6'4", 240 pounds. Convicted and tried, rape times two, sexual abuse first degree.
I think we're getting off subject.
Okay, my point is you cannot control your surroundings, but you can live in good favor and good faith. You can be negative. I don't know what's going to happen. Development's this. The simple facts are there can be 8 additional properties added to this property, the 16.74 acres, without permits or rezoning. It's the same amount of flow. It's the same amount of vehicles, if not more. I came in good faith to follow the laws. I believe in elected positions, and that's where I stand.
Perfect. Thank you. Is there any further questions from the commission for Mr. Ware?
I'd like to thank you for your service.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your guys' service.
And you may have already answered this. So is there one private well for all those houses in that development?
Yes, sir.
And then is your home on that well?
On their well, no, sir. Okay. We're not part of the HOA.
You guys are not at all?
Correct, yes, sir.
And then you'd have your own well as well. You'd either use this well, your guys's, or you'd drill a new well for that.
New drill will be driven, yes, sir. Okay.
And then you spoke earlier about Mr. David Blue. Is he good with this project? Have you had a chance to speak with him on this?
David Blue is that south house.
Yeah, right there in the corner.
His brother is the top right corner, which is Alan Blue. They built the house in 1978.
Okay. Hold on, sir. So have you had a chance to speak with them? Are they in support of your project or not, Mr. David Blue?
I cut wood with Mr. David. I talked to him all the time. I went.
Right.
And, yes, I have talked to him.
And he's in favor of it?
He's in favor of me treating the property the way I need to treat it. And, yes, I've given details. We've talked.
What about Mr. Hinkle?
I have not talked to Mr. Allen at all. Okay. No, I have not.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
It is a beautiful piece of land.
Thank you.
Beautiful piece of land. I believe you said, if you were referring to the realtor thing, that it would, they thought it could list at 600 and some odd thousand.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. With the house and that beautiful piece of land there, farmland there, I could see giving 600 and some odd thousand for it. Just telling you about the investment land. If that house and you had RV sites all out front there, would it be worth 600 and some thousand to me? No. But everyone is different. I am confused, as we said before, why you split 11 acres off if you just planned on 8 sites there. And the other side of the road that is a level, a nice piece of land, but you want it on that side of the road. Did your surveys or something, your soil test or something tell you that that was better than the other side coming in, that kind of kept it away from the resident, more of the residential property up above there? Is that the reason you went to that side of the road?
No, ma'am. Actually, the soil content on the other side is 0.5, which is actually less lateral line. I'm trying to preserve the image of the property as well. I didn't want anything on that Oak Brook Estates Road because it's already a dead-end road, and there's already 29 more buildable lots back there. And to bring anything closer to that or put it next to that, there's already no access with the motion from Monday's meeting. And just looking at these plans for over the years, I knew that going off of Oak Brook Estates or doing any of that was not a good approach.
Thank you.
Any further questions for the applicant?
Like it's been stated, rezone is permanent, and then it leaves it open to do many things. Would you consider conditional use permit? on that?
I've done an intensive research and asking Scott questions on transferring, how can we put it into a trust, how can we protect our investment and inheritance for our children? And the answer is no, because you cannot transfer that CUP with an inheritance, a trust, or any of those options to our children after putting that investment into the ground. Each one of these sites are looking at possibly between $30,000 and $40,000 a piece.
Is that accurate?
Yes, a conditional use permit's specific to an owner. So once that's issued to a specific owner, if it changes ownership, that CUP goes away. The next owner would need to apply for the same CUP.
Is it possible for the children to be put on, they're on the deed of that and they apply for it, but they can be considered the owner then?
If they're on the deed, correct, yes.
Or if I'm not an attorney.
Yes.
But what if it was a trust? If the trust owned it, then the trust...
True. That would be the owner.
The trust would be the owner, and then the kids would inherit the trust.
Yes.
But again, I'm not a...
The questions that I have asked and the questions that I have presented with Scott and to the legal attorney is, with the CUP, it is not... I mean, it's cut dry protection between zoning and a CUP as far as investment.
Did you ask them if your children were on the deed, then they would be owners of it, and they apply for a conditional use permit?
So it goes deeper with the research.
If it's strictly for your family to remain, is that I was trying to help on that.
Right.
If it's strictly for your family.
It's a very, depends on who you're in front of. If you go one step deeper into an LLC ownership, it's a private entity, and then at that point it even gets deeper again in front of who it is with. At the end of the day, with the CUP, it's always an elected official decision whether it's a transferable problem, because it just takes one individual to bring it to a hearing. A neighbor or someone that's disgruntled or a problem, a CUP does not carry the same amount of protection upon transferring of the property. And just tying it into that LLC, a way that it can get black and white is, if it's owned by an LLC, well, members are private, it's not a nonprofit. But then it goes into tying with the county rules, which can have conflict because now it's not owned by an actual individual property owner like we're trying to do. You go to an LLC, now an investor's interested. Now somebody out of state's interested in this, and that's exactly what we're trying to avoid.
I think we're talking something different. LLC,
yes,
I want to stay away from. It doesn't have the rules, and it's not as traceable. It's... if my children are on the deed to my property, they're in a trust, they're on the deed to my property, and I apply for a conditional use permit, then if something happens to me, that conditional use, that's why I was asking Mr. Sterrett, then the conditional use permit stays with that because they're the owner of the property. So it's protecting your children if that's what they still want to do, to have those eight
Our
sons.
Children are, we have two boys. We
uh-huh.
have a 4-year-old and a 14-year-old.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you're given 4 years until our oldest son's 18 and then however many years until our youngest one's 18. So that's a lot of years in between a conditional use permit. If something were to happen to us, you know, we're not promised tomorrow.
Yeah.
So with that conditional use permit, our oldest son would be the most eligible in order for that deed to transfer to him as the responsible one, since he's older than our youngest, to make
that.
Those.
Let me add to that. And even with that transferable, because we don't have an adult child, now we're talking about parentalship. Now we're bringing more people into the situation. Again, I've presented cases in the past, and I just, to answer your question directly without continuing,
yeah.
I believe with most protection with investments and our children and transferring the property, I believe that's the safest route.
Yeah.
So the answer is you're not interested in doing a conditional use permit, and your direction forward is for a rezone only.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there any further questions for the applicant?
Nothing.
Any further discussion with it? Okay. Thank you both.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
commission ready to move forward at this point?